Barefoot Pools.
Hi, is this Gordon?
It is.
Good morning to you. This is Paul calling you from Local Splash. How's your day going?
Good, good.
Good.
I just texted you guys.
Oh, really? So I need to refresh my system. So we are trying to reschedule your client interview. So when today might be a good time to do that?
Probably later today, 3 o'clock or so. I got a lot going on.
3 o'clock would be perfect. We can schedule it from 3 until 4. The call usually does get to you about 3 o'clock or a couple minutes after. It takes about a half an hour after that. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then we did send you the reminder to sign the electronic signature. The same link is on your initial invoice, the Local Splash invoice. If you can do that, we can actually get started on your account before that follow-up call. But we do want, of course, still do that follow-up call so we can get all the information that we need to accurately promote your business. Are you able to pull up either of those emails that we sent out to you now? I'd be happy to walk you through it.
Okay, let me take a look.
Sure.
This is what they wanted me to do, and I'm not sure how to do the signature thing, honey. All right, let me see.
I can walk you through it. That's not a problem.
All right, hold on. Let's see here.
I'm
going to hit my
Corey. I'm looking at it.
Access your dashboard. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so above that, it should say click here. Depending on which email, it says, you know, you're a valuable client or thank you for choosing Local Splash. But either one of those will say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's in the body of the email above where it says access your dashboard. So there's two words, click here in blue. You should be able to click right on those.
I don't see where it says that.
So are you, did you open up the one that says reminder, electronic signature needed, or the one that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Yeah, it just says Local Splash on the top. Let me see if I can find another one here.
Or I can send one.
You guys sent me like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, the client interview reminder went out a few times, and then the missed client interview went out. That's just our automated system because we try to contact you 3 times, and then it gets sent out every time that we don't reach you. That's just automated.
Let me see. Maybe there is another one here.
If you can find one that says reminder, electronic signature needed, or I can send one now to you if you want a new one. I know you've gotten so many already.
This one only says access your dashboard.
Okay. Let me send you the one that says Local Splash initial invoice because that one has a lot of information.
Local Splash?
Yeah, I'm going to resend it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one that from Local Splash that a guy named Paul.
That's me. I sent the reminder out to you as well. We did get that one. I see it, my system refreshed and he said you texted us. Okay, I will look forward to your call. But I just sent you one. It says it's being sent. It's still in process. Meanwhile,
signature. I don't see that one.
Yeah, I'm resending the Local Splash initial invoice. Our system sends emails out in bulk every couple of minutes, so it's not always immediate, unfortunately. But it looks like it was sent successfully now. So if you can refresh your inbox, you should have just gotten one that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay, I do see that one. That just came in, I guess.
Yep, I just sent it. So if you open it up, it says, hello, Gordon. Thank you for choosing local splash. And then still in the body of that email above the invoice is where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then it says, thank you, the local splash team.
I see one that says, please click here. Should I go ahead and get that one?
Yeah, click on the click here. Click right on the words that say, please click here. Click on the click here.
Reggie, can you do that? You see it right here. See where my finger is?
No.
Real tiny. It's on the bottom there.
So you want me to put down that I agree to...
Right. So the two boxes, one that you agreed to receive the SMS or text messages, the other that you're certified as the authorized holder and signer. I know Gordon is right there next to you. So click on both of those boxes. And then in the longer box that says sign, that's where you would type in Gordon Johnson. The G and the J are capitalized, but only those letters. Of course, just the space between the names. And then once you've got that, click on the confirm signature. Are you on a smartphone right now?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so you may need to turn the phone sideways for that orangish colored box that says confirm signature to click up high enough for you to click on it.
I have it. So it says click here, type your name.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So type in Gordon Johnson, capital G and capital J.
Oh, did you say initial?
No, but type in Gordon Johnson. So capital G and then the rest is lowercase. And then space, capital J, the rest lowercase.
Right.
And then are you able to click the confirm signature?
I just put down his name.
Yeah, you're all set. It's going to ask you to log in to the client dashboard, but you don't actually have to do that right now. That's just the automated system thinking that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now. If you try to log in, you'll simply get a message saying that we're in the process of getting everything set up. We will schedule that client interview for 3 o'clock today. In fact, I'm going to send right now to the email inbox a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. So you've seen this before. We are resending it out with today's timestamp of 3 o'clock. And then our client interview technician should be calling you guys on this number right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, and I will try to be. Then I'll be able to say a quick hello and introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any quick questions. But you guys are all set and squared away on our end. We have that client interview rescheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Has a, it just popped up where it says welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So should I go now or right
now. Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to do that right now. That, like I said, that's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, which is not even activated yet. But you'll get by email and text notification when the tracking system is active. From that point on, you have 24/7 access to your tracking and recording, and it does update in very near real time. So very up-to-date information. Thank you both for your time. I hope that I'm able to join our client interview technician in that 3 o'clock hour when we call you back for the follow-up call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gordon. We'll talk to you at 3. You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, so this is what it looks like when you sign in. And we'll have the app.
Yeah?
Yeah, that way you can look at it.
See, I couldn't do what you just did. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, boy. It's like you're giving $14 now.
Oh, no. It's-